Hello and welcome to our podcast, Ephesians Verse by Verse, brought to you by co-founder of Telios, Dr. William Stewart. This captivating podcast will not only teach you the book of Ephesians, which tells us so much about Christ and his mission, as well as our Christian walk, but it will teach you how to study the Bible so you can have confidence in what you learn. Episodes will provide key points for each important verse of the book of Ephesians. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Hello again, I'm William Stewart, co-founder of Telios. This is a verse-by-verse study on the book of Ephesians. What a great book. It tells us so much about Christ and his mission of salvation that he brought to us, as well as the Christian life. So if you want to learn scripture, you're in the right place, and welcome to you. We're in verse 6 today in chapter 3. And a section that's important because it's telling the reader the importance of Paul and his mission to bring the knowledge of Scripture to them that was given to him by Christ to fill up what was not known prior, either in the Old Testament or even in the Gospels, regarding how the people in the church, us as born-again believers through faith alone, should live. Verse 6 reads that the Gentiles should be followers and of the same body and partakers of the promise by the gospel. Now, he brings up the word mystery again. Now, if you bring all, the word here is mysterion in Greek. So it's an easy one to remember to impress your friends that you know some Greek. Mysterion. And it meant remember something that was not known, but then revealed, like a good mystery novel. Somebody gets killed at the beginning of the novel, you don't know who did it. By the end of the novel, hopefully you do. Otherwise, you'd probably be pretty ticked off at the person who wrote the novel. So that's a mysterion. So it involves, it's really looked at in two ways. If you bring all scripture together in the apostolic epistles, and it's a Pauline term. It includes everything that was revealed about Christ and his coming, not known in the Old Testament, all the details, but also four specific elements about that are a mystery, not known in the Old Testament, are brought forth in the New Testament. And that is the fact that the church would be revealed or would be in the New Testament, that Christ in you, the hope of glory, the regeneration, the rapture, and the Gentiles. So in this verse, he focuses then on the mystery in which he's discussing on the Gentiles himself. And we know from various verses in Romans 15 and Acts 9 specifically, Paul reveals, as revealed to him by God, that he is the apostle to the Gentiles. Otherwise, his mission specifically would he go to the Gentile areas in the Roman Empire, convert Gentiles, and establish churches, and establish elders in those churches, which he did voluminously. And of course, the Spirit had him write about it. So the Gentiles then will be fellow heirs in the same body and partakers of the same promise by the gospel. So what is this indicating? Well, co-heirs here, when we talk about inheritance in the New Testament, it indicates our salvation. So it's generally a general word from the Greek, as we would use it in English for inheritance, but it's used specifically in the New Testament related to our salvation. We have an inheritance, which is our salvation. The same body. Otherwise, we are in the same group of people before God as the Jews. So same in Gentiles here are being contrasted, like in chapter 2, to the Jews. So same body of people, same inheritance, same promises. What are the promises? Well, those are the promises to the Jews for salvation and the kingdom. And they're based initially in the Abrahamic covenant, where Abraham, starting in Genesis 12, really to Genesis 21, was promised three things. One, all people would be blessed in him, otherwise Messiah. He would born a or birth a great nation, which was Israel, and have a son, Isaac, which I believe was a sign that the other two would be completed by God after Abraham's death. So it really, the Abrahamic covenant really gives the direction and the purpose for the rest of the Bible, all the way back in Genesis 12 through 21. So the promises were completed with the Mosaic Law, which became void with the coming of Christ, because he fulfilled the law, but also the Davidic covenant, which proclaimed the eternality of the kingdom of God with Christ at the throne, as well as the new covenant, which was the eternal kingdom itself when it would come. So those are the promises. They also apply now to the Gentiles in equal measure. Like we learned in the last chapter, Jew and Gentile are the same person now before God, and both of them were reconciled to God by Christ and his death on the cross. Both groups come in the same way to Christ by faith alone in his death and resurrection for their sins and to gain eternal life. Okay, thanks for joining me today. Good stuff. This is talking about the structure of the church in theological terms and in knowledge. Remember at the end of chapter 2, we talked about the structure, in a sense, the physical structure of the church in a spiritual sense. And this is the knowledge how it fits in to that structure here in chapter 3. Join me next time. We'll continue this great chapter. I hope it's helping you, and I'll look forward to seeing you then in our next episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Ephesians Verse by Verse. We hope you found Dr. Stewart's teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next time for another exciting episode in Ephesians. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com, TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.